1. Maverick Hale sipped his whiskey, his attention fixed on the large, centuries-old tapestry that hung on the wall of his flat above Storm Moon. It was in excellent condition despite its age, with only a few areas where the silk thread had worn thin or the colour had faded. It was a map of medieval Europe, and many countries bore little resemblance to their current iteration. Images of mythical creatures were scattered across the landscape, as were castles and rivers, settlements and lakes, with the borders marked in red silk. He found it hypnotic, and ever since he'd bought it for the Shifter auction, he had spent a lot of time lost in the details, particularly the wolf heads, stitched in gold thread that marked safe houses for shifters across the region. Or so he had been told. It was the main selling point for the item. He wondered if such sanctuaries still existed, and if so, what state would they be in, or what secrets might they reveal? A knock at the door drew his attention, and with a shock he realised the room was now dark, the sole light coming from the angled light fitting that illuminated the tapestry. "Come in," he called, turning on a lamp on the side table. Arlo, the pack second and manager of Storm Moon, entered, dreadlocks swinging and a bounce in his step. "I see you're still obsessing over that." He nodded to the tapestry as he crossed to his side. "Planning a trip to find them?" "I must admit, the thought had crossed my mind. It would take months, though. Years, actually." His attention returned to the tapestry. "There are roughly 24 across France, Germany, Spain, Portugal, the Netherlands and Scandinavia. And further, Eastern Europe too." Arlo frowned, leaning in. "Istanbul, by the look of it." He shook his head, a trace of wonder in his expression. Maverick knew he loved history, particularly shifter history. "All those old empires vanished. The map is nowhere near detailed enough, Mav. You would need more specific directions. I wonder if there's an accompanying document that goes with it. Or was. You'd think if it existed, it would have been at the auction." Maverick sighed as Arlo voiced his own thoughts.
"True. I should just consider it an object of beauty. And leave it at that. Just like the other lots I bought."
The shifter auction at Burton and Knight had taken place a month earlier, in March, and had attracted a huge crowd of enthusiasts. He hadn't been intending to go, but in the end, curiosity had got the better of him. And he went with Harlan, the American occult collector who worked for the Orphic Guild, and Morgana, one of the witches who lived at Moonfell. Only Harlan had been to an auction before, and he helped them navigate the nuances and complexities. Morgana had bought a variety of documents for their library, she had explained, as if she had needed to justify her interest. Maverick, however, had only bought one document, a hand-drawn map of wolf shifter pack territories and sacred sites in the 1500s, encompassing the UK and Europe. He thought it complemented the tapestry well. His other purchases had been a collection of wolf head amulets, an engraved wolf mask inlaid with moonstones said to aid transformation, and a few other objects. There were lots he had been interested in that he couldn't afford, and others he would have dearly liked but went to unknown bidders. Harlan had been purchasing on behalf of several of his clients who he refused to name. The whole event had been fascinating. The sheer volume of objects overwhelming, and it had renewed Maverick's interest in his own history. He wasn't just a wolf shifter and the pack alpha. He was part of something bigger that had been passed down through generations, and maybe across borders from the other world. For a moment, he felt lost in the sheer volume of all that had gone before, and suddenly knew how collectors developed obsessions. He was developing one with shifter art.
"You gone blank on me again?"
Arlo said, a trace of amusement in his voice.